I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. State lawmakers heard from Arkansas Treasurer of State Martha Shoffner on Monday to answer questions about her office's investment policies. At the hearing, a key senior manager in Shoffner's office asked about whistleblower status. An audit report issued a week ago by the Arkansas Division of Legislative Audit raised issues with business practices in Shoffner's office. Shoffner has steered an extraordinary amount of investment business to St. Bernard Financial Services in Russellville. The audit report found significant deficiencies with how several large bond transactions were conducted. Shoffner will appear again before legislators in October to answer more questions regarding the office and its conduct. Governor Mike Beebe, Little Rock, and Fort Smith will host a delegation from the Chinese city of Jining on October 3rd and 4th. The announcement was made by Fort Smith Mayor Sandy Sanders at this week's city board meeting. Sanders said nine municipal officials from the Chinese province known for mining and manufacturing would tour Fort Smith, the Clinton Presidential Library, and meet with Governor Beebe at the governor's mansion. Arkansas's civilian labor force contracted for the third straight month, but the state's August jobless rate remained steady at 7.3%. The unemployment rate in Arkansas is 0.8% below the 8.1% rate from August of a year ago. The measurement was 7.3% in July 2012 also. U.S. unemployment fell 0.2% in August to 8.1%. 117 employees of the Arkansas Military Department are being told that their jobs will be eliminated in the next year to year and a half. According to Major Chris Heathscott with the Arkansas National Guard, the job loss is a result of a change in federal regulations at the National Guard Bureau in Arlington, Virginia. The new regulations no longer allow state employees to perform tasks that solely support National Guard operations. A $5 million gift from the Tyson family and Tyson Foods will establish a research and residency program at Bentonville's Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The Tyson Scholars of American Art will bring scholars to Bentonville to research the history of American art by using the museum's permanent collection and library. Scholars will interact with Crystal Bridges staff and the community and will collaborate with the University of Arkansas. After unceremoniously announcing it would close nearly half of the USA drug stores it purchased in June, Walgreens said the transaction has officially concluded. Walgreens, one of the largest drugstore chains in the U.S., acquired USA Drug and several additional entities from Pine Bluff-based Stephen L. LaFrance Holdings and members of the LaFrance family in June. The $438 million deal brought 144 stores, corporate offices, and a distribution center under the Walgreens umbrella. The acquisition included locations in Arkansas, Kansas, Mississippi, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Last week, Walgreens disclosed it would shut down 76 drugstores as part of the deal, including 27 outlets in Arkansas. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.